Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Webster defines cognitive dissonance as the state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially as relating to behavioral decisions and attitude change. For example, when people smoke, that's a behavior experience, and they know that smoking causes cancer, that's the cognition or awareness. They're in a state of cognitive dissonance. It can also be a temporary state where what we know or believe is contradicted by our experience. And that's what I'd like us to meditate on today. Many experience this state as uncomfortable and even undesirable. But I'd like to suggest that it is often a blessing and is an opportunity for us to grow, change, or even be transformed. You know, there's many examples of cognitive dissonance throughout history, but one comes to mind for me as a Christian. It occurred when St. Paul was on the road to a town called Damascus. He was absolutely convinced he was on a mission for God. He was intent on stopping the growth of this new movement within his Jewish faith by a group called the People of the Way. Today, we'd call these people first century Christians. Paul was intent. He knew he was right. Hell, he could even quote scripture to justify his belief. Then something happened. He had an experience that changed him forever. This experience not only changed him, it changed the entire course of Christianity. What was that? He had an encounter with Jesus, even though Paul knew he was dead. And Jesus confronted him. "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." At that point, St. Paul found himself in cognitive dissonance. He believed the people of the way were bad, and yet a dead man just spoke to him. His experience contradicted his belief. Many years ago, Trish and I were talking about the challenges that face people who are gay. As we spoke, I made this statement. The scriptures say that homosexuality is an abomination to God. Trish then asked me, "Is that your experience?" "What?" I exclaimed. "Are homosexuals an abomination to you?" she asked. I was thrown into cognitive dissonance. I recalled growing up in Detroit. My mother was the manager of Saks Fifth Avenue Beauty Salon in Troy, Michigan. Most, if not all, the beauticians were gay, and Mom would invite them over to our home. I remember the Christmas party we had, and all the guys from the salon came. They were delightful people. Then I remembered my very good friend in Gaylord, who was gay. What a wonderful guy he was. If cognitive dissonance is going to become a blessing, an opportunity for us to grow, change, or even become transformed, there's one thing we must be willing to say. I was wrong, or I was mistaken. If we're not willing to own that, we'll be stuck where we are and confused. For the rest of this meditation, think about beliefs you have had that might have contradicted your experience. Were you transformed? Were you able to say, "I was wrong or mistaken"?